Podcast episode number 65. Establish global benchmarks. SOS governance, GD due diligence for corporate, and knowledge database for GDDP, gross district domestic product, and GDH, gross district happiness index development model for the districts. Status report May 2024. Number one. SOS governance due diligence for corporate. Companies must undertake an SOS governance DD. Why? With a case study on HAL, I have more info on HAL than HAL has on HAL. That's why I recommend for all companies. Do it yourself. Know thyself. There are 200 open-ended process blocks, 12 quantitative and 188 qualitative elements of management, such as code of conduct, code of business principles, etc. So take a look at E equal to MC square, the corporate mantra for a digital age. Check the QR code on the left. It's a natural outcome of establishing global benchmarks. When I sent this E equal to MC square post to Professor Leif Edvinson of Sweden, there was an interesting response I got. He replied, "Thank you. The mantra might be derailing you. Check Professor Dana Zoga on quantum management, prototyped successfully with HAYA of China." I replied, "Thank you. Mine is a very detailed, not just quantum physics, but physics and metaphysics also. Very strong. Derailing is impossible. But I would like to know if any can point out where that could be. I'm ready to discuss." I didn't stop with that. I went through Professor Dana Zoha's Zero Distance Management in the Quantum Age, interviewed by Dr. Edna Pasha. Then I submitted my analytics detailing where my work, EMC Square, the corporate mantra for digital age, stands in terms of sciences of physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics. Professor Dana Zaga, as well as those who practice quantum management, such as HAYA of China, Green Berets of the US Army, Sony of Japan, to name a few, have to catch up with the most advanced management operating system in the world, which is Subject Object Self, SOS Governance Due Diligence. Therefore, I suggest Indian companies to get your team trained for SOS Governance DD. Currently, I am starting for one company in a few days' time. We shall discuss on why corporate mom sets the global benchmarks and challenge forever when we meet. Number two, knowledge database for GDDP, GDH development model. There are 806 districts in India. I've taken the responsibility for Ramanathapuram, GDDP, GDH 2030 development model. Check the QR code in the right as to the details. The report I shall submit to the elected member of the parliament of Ramanathapuram district and also to the Prime Minister of India by June 4th. When you look at the knowledge database of Ramanathapuram GDDP, GDH development model, agriculture sector, industry sector, services sector, and in addition, cultural heritage sector. If you observe the corporate SOS governance framework, you will notice under ethical responsibility, establish corporate culture. Every company operating in a district collectively contribute to GDH, Gross Domestic Happiness Index. In all these four sectors, we create a knowledge database of the district. Hand it over to the elected member of parliament, SOS governance due diligence, we are able to track the performance of the district as indicated in the SOS governance framework. Eastern knowledge database of Ramanathapuram GDDP GDH development model to every district in India. You have amazing knowledge of GDDP GDH, GSDP GSH, GDP GNH, each growing in a phenomenal manner. Let me just conclude what I intend to do. One, what I am doing for one company now, I shall extend the same to all interested companies. The intention is how each sector contributes to the national grid of governance. The members of parliament shall usher in how they conduct in the parliament and how the district in question being taken care. That is the principle of subject, object, self, as well as governance due diligence.